from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to a very special Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora that's also linked to Larger Than Life with Dan Tortora in the grand scheme of Dan Tortora broadcast media. Why? Because this is the top 15 of 2015. This episode, we're doing songs. And I'm not doing it alone. I'm very happy to have with me on the show Nick LoCicero, my producer that is a little ways away, but always in the hearts and the minds of those that are listening to Dan Tortora Broadcast Media, because he's such a big part of it. Nick is behind the voices of many of the commercials and has been a great help in my career. So what better way to celebrate a year than to celebrate it with one of my closest friends, and that being Nick. So before we get started in this top 15 of 2015, brought to you by Dan Tortora Broadcast Media, I want to welcome Nick in. Nick, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dan. This is so exciting. I can't believe we don't do shows together more often. This is going to be a great time.
Well, we're definitely going to do a lot. That's one of my New Year's resolutions. I don't even want to call it that. It's just in 2016, you're busy, you do a lot, I do a lot myself, but there will be more shows between you and I that will be aired for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, Larger Than Life with Dan Tortora. We will make sure that Dan and Nick becomes more of a household name in 2016.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, well, let's get started. Let's kick it off. I'm going to send it to you first, manners first. So top 15 of 2015, we're going 15 to 1, 15 being that starting point, number 1 being the top song, in our opinion, of 2015 from what we like to listen to. So, Nick, start us off. Number 15, what do you got?
All right. You called this correctly when we talked before the show that I might have snuck a few Disney things into my top 15 list, Disney being my big passion. And I'm not a huge music person, so I think the cool thing is our lists are probably going to be very different. My number 15 is actually from the Disney Channel original movie, The Descendants, which premiered this summer. And it is the track Rotten to the Core.
Oh, and I actually know that. I know that song because I've seen, well, they play it on the Disney Channel 150 times a day.
But I'm sure they do. And I just think it's a decent movie. It was a fun premise. And that was one of the catchy songs off the soundtrack of that film. So I wanted to give that one credit. And the cast was really good. So, yeah, Rotten to the Core. I like that one.
Rotten to the Core. And, yeah, that is a song that is, it's unique. But, I mean, I like the people that are in it. I believe it's Dove Cameron. Is that her name?
Yeah, she's Dove, really good.
Yeah, yeah, Dove is in it, and then there's a few other, there's an actress and an actor that kind of came in, and then there's the guy that's, I don't remember his name, but he's from Jesse, the TV show.
Kid from Jesse. I don't know the guy with the long hair. I forget his name. But then Sophia Carson is the other female there.
There you go. So I'll leave it to Nick. He only remembers the female names. That's just
right.
That's the truth of the matter. So, well, I knew it was going to be different when we did this show, folks. And Nick is a huge Disney fan. I am as well, but I didn't know. I thought Nick was going to have some, you know, obscure, a ride opened at Disney, and he snuck a little theme song in there, but you actually surprised me with The Descendants, but it makes sense. It came out in 2015, and like I said, if you watch the Disney Channel anytime between midnight and midnight the next day, you will know The Descendants song and probably be able to sing along with it very rapidly. So
it's a smart song, too, because the premise of the movie, if people don't know, is it's the kids of the classic Disney villains. So you have, like, Maleficent's kid and the Evil Queen's kid and Cruella de Vil's kid. And so Rotten to the Core is the kids singing about them being evil. And it has a lot of, you know, words and to suggest, like kind of referencing Disney movies. So it's a pretty smart song, too.
Well, you know, and it is a very unique TV show, or it's a movie, I should say, made-for-TV movie. I still have yet to see it in its entirety. Nick, I know that you probably can quote the movie word for word, but I haven't seen it yet, so I need to. My number 15 is actually on the radio. My number 15...
Mine's on Radio Disney.
Yeah, well, okay, Radio Disney. That's right, it counts. My number 15 is Ariana Grande's Focus. I like that song. And everybody, I mean, the big question is like, is that Mystical that's yelling, "Focus on me!" And I think it is, because Mystical is, his voice is very unique. But Ariana Grande, here's the thing, I didn't know if I should put it in my top 15. And then after I put it in my top 15, I spent an entire day singing the song in, like, randomly throughout the day. It was in my head all day long. So I said, I guess it has to count and be in there. So Ariana Grande's Focus is my number 15 up against Nick's Descendants. So that's...
Good choice. Her voice is heavenly. And she's like, she's cute. She's funny. She's a superstar. She's fun to watch on, like, you know, the talk shows and stuff when she's doing the interviews. And I also have Ariana Grande on my list, but not that song.
Not that song. Okay, well, Ariana Grande's got a lot of music. And my wife said to me, she said, you kind of have to put Ariana Grande on there. I was like, listen, I don't have to do anything. Okay? I don't have to do anything. I'm blessed to be in a good marriage where there is a lot of compromise and we don't force each other to do anything. So I was like, this is my list. Better back it up. No, I didn't say that. I'm a nice person.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't say that.
I'm nice to my wife. But no, she was like, you need to put Ariana Grande in there. And I was like, I don't know. But she was thinking of a different song as well. Maybe it's the same one you were. Let's see where we're at, though. Number 14, Nick, what do you got?
Number 14, yeah. Number 14 is Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance. I really like the song because I like it kind of has a throwback, almost like 80s feel to it, and I think that's why it's really catchy to me. And it's just a really catchy tune that stuck with me most of the summer, so had to throw that one in here.
I think you like that song because that's what you normally tell people. You're not very nice about it. You just go to a party and you're like, shut up and dance now. Come on, let's go. There's no music on. There's music in my head. You better dance to it. But... I have Maroon 5's Animals as my number 14. So. Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, boys. You gotta put Maroon 5 somewhere. And here's the thing. I like Maroon 5. And I've actually had moments, and I take this as a compliment, where somebody has compared me to Adam Levine because they thought I look like him, which I don't. But they said, you also kind of can sing like him at moments. And I took that as a huge compliment, and I never forgot it. So thank you to the people that had said that to me before. And I said, listen, I've seen Maroon 5 in concert. I like them. I like what they do. But sometimes their songs... because they get played so much, their songs are the ones that kind of like nag you, and they're in your head, and you're like, oh my god, come on. It's not one of those, oh, I can sing. I mean, yeah, by Usher and Lil Jon and Ludacris, I can hear that song 50 times a day, will never get old with me. But
I do think the problem with Maroon 5 a little bit is, like, I love Adam Levine. He's great, he's funny, he's a good personality. The band sounds great. And I liked early Maroon 5 a lot. Yeah. And their later stuff just doesn't connect with me that much. But I think you hit it on the head. I think they're kind of songs. They're good at first, like, oh, that's cool. And then, but they wear on you. Like, some songs you could hear, like you said, 80 times, and it's fine. Their songs, I don't think, are like that for some reason.
Yeah, and I think so. It was hard for me to do this, but I actually put Maroon 5's Animals on there because I haven't heard it that much lately. So now I have a newfound appreciation for it since I've been away from it for a little while. So out of all the Maroon 5 songs, that was the one that I felt like I could still roll with, but there's other ones where I'm like, like the If I Got Locked Away, that song where it's not Maroon 5, but Adam Levine's in it. Yeah. I'm just like, at this point, maybe we should lock you away. Maybe we should just put you in there. Do they have music in jail? So, it's kind of how I felt at that point. What's your number 13, Nick?
Number 13 is actually off the We Love Disney album that was released in the fall. And I actually have a few songs off that album. I think it's brilliant. What they did was they took contemporary artists and had them give their take to classic Disney or Disney property songs. And there are a few songs on there that just absolutely blow me away. And the one that made number 13 right here is by Brenna Whitaker. And she did a version of It's Not Easy Being Green from The Muppets. Tall like a tree.
Okay.
And it's a very jazzy version of It's Not Easy Being Green. It sounds like you'd find it like in a New York jazz club with, like, you know, cigar smoke and awesome cocktails. And it sounds like it's just a hauntingly beautiful jazz version of It's Not Easy Being Green. I love it.
I don't have responses to some of these things. That's the hard part, Nicholas.
Yeah, won't.
In all seriousness, I have an appreciation for that. And I'm going to put it to you like this. If Jim Brickman's Disney song CD had come out in 2015, and I just found it, I had misplaced it, I put it back in, I was listening to it, the song Beautiful, where Jim Brickman plays the piano and Wayne Brady sings, is a truly, truly amazing song, and just simple things he does. Beauty and the Beast, just playing it on the piano. When someone can play an instrument, Kenny G does it with the saxophone, when you can play an instrument and not sing a single word, not say a single thing, and I can hear, like, words coming out of you, and you can bring a tear to my eye, those are the timeless classics. And Jim Brickman has that, but unfortunately it didn't come out in 2015, or else my list would probably have three or four of them. So I look at it from that respect. Like you said, yours was the We Love Disney, where people were taking different takes on classics. He takes a different take on a classic as well, but he does it through the piano. And it really is beautiful and remarkable. But he can't be my number 13 because it didn't happen in 2015. So get on it, Jim Brickman. I need some new stuff. But my number 13 is One Direction, Steal My Girl.
Wow.
It's good. Listen.
You got some 1D on the list.
This is my thing, you know. When you're a contemporary man and you're living in this world, you have people are like, really, Dan, One Direction? What about Drake? I mean, get with it. And listen, I listen to everything, and I'm not a One Direction, like, I'm not a One Direction fan. Listen to all their songs, buy their CD, listen to all 13. I just will admit that every once in a while, One Direction puts a song out, and I'm like, that's not that bad. And guess what? A lot of people are doing that with Justin Bieber now. When he first came out, and if there was a guy listening to Justin Bieber, they were like, really, bro? Bieber? Now, when I talk to people, they're like, yeah, I gotta admit it. Bieber's got some good stuff. So, One Direction, Steal My Girl, it's catchy. I like it. And, I mean, I've really got nothing else to say about it, but if I heard it today, I would sing it today. So One Direction, Steal My Girl is making my list at number 13.
I'll say this. I have to respect the fact that you put 1D in here. It's a bold choice because, you know, you don't really want to admit it. I could definitely listen to them. But I just, as long as I don't look at them, because looking at them, I just laugh. I don't see how girls swoon over these guys. I don't get it. But their music, if I close my eyes, I could dig it.
Well, here's the thing. I think that potentially Harry's biggest fan is the woman that's of him as well. I think if he does his hair a different way and he looks at himself, And she's just like, I love you, Harry. He's like, oh my god, me too. But here's my thing. Harry has a lot of hair, which is the irony is unbelievable. And my feeling, my notion of Harry is that he needs to cut it. Some of it needs to come off. Because there's people with male pattern baldness that are really pissed off that he's stealing a good portion of the hair in the world. And
I think that
there needs to be an evening out of it. Now, One Direction, here's the thing. I'm not a One Direction fan. I know all their music. Oh, my God, I'll go see them and whatnot.
You're not a directional?
That is just a weird name, okay? It's just a directional. It makes no sense. What are you? I'm a directional. I go where they go, I guess. I don't know how you would.
Sure.
I don't understand it. But here's the thing. I'm not a listen to One Direction, all their songs. I couldn't tell you what's on their CD if it hasn't been released. But you hear a song like Steal My Girl. And it's catchy. So you sing it. And then you go say, okay, well, who wrote the song? Who did the song? And then when you find out that it was One Direction, I'm like, okay, well, I don't typically have them in a top 15 or whatever, but I like the song. I like it. If it's on the radio, I'm going to sing along to it, so that's how it is. But I also want to say something to all the people that have a little grin or a little chuckle right now listening to the show. Okay, Dan. All right, boy bands. Yeah, okay, let me play it to you like this. When I was in high school, as you were as well, Nick, around the same time, there were some groups called Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees, O-Town, BB Mac. There were many. And it was very hard to find a man in high school at the time that I was in high school that didn't listen to some of the songs, one of the bands, had a favorite, Backstreet or NSYNC, they had an opinion. So, all I'm saying is, for the people that are like, Dan, One Direction, I'm like, listen, I put them in here, but let's all be honest with each other. Everybody knows the song, Quit Playing Games with My Heart by Backstreet Boys. And you know NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. It's just a fact of the matter. If it comes on, I was at a wedding and a bunch of the songs came on. Everybody knew the words. Everybody knew how to dance to them. And then other songs came on that were more now, like, you know, rap songs, the different things that are happening today. And not everybody knew it. So I think the thing that bonds us all together is a good boy band song from back in the day. So Steal My Girl, you make it, but you don't hold a candle to some of the other ones that have been out there, and it's the truth. There are some boy bands, and yeah, I guess you could say Boys to Men was a boy band back in the day, and I will say very purely that Boys to Men, to this moment, is my favorite R&B group, and one of my top three favorite groups of all time. So, Boys to Men, I love you, boy band or not. Number 12, Nick, what do you got?
Number 12. All right, so I can't make fun of anything on your list because of my list. So number 12 on my list is it's the Band of Merrymakers. I don't know if you heard of them. They kind of formed, I think, like late last year, and then they actually put out their first album this year, and they do all Christmas music. They come together to do all Christmas music, but here's the cool thing. It's a collaboration of some of the best artists out there. It includes members of Lady Antebellum, Neon Trees, Sugar Ray, 311, Better Than Ezra, 303. It's a lot of people coming together to produce and sing and put together these music videos of Christmas music. And it's really, really excellent. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. There's a lot of originals, and there's a lot of covers. So I picked one of their originals to put on this list, because I just couldn't stop listening to it this Christmas season. And so by Band of Merrymakers, Snow, Snow, Snow is my number 12.
This is silence, okay? You're getting silence.
I am.
You're getting silence.
I deserve it.
Snow, snow, snow. See, no, but here's the thing. I'm sure it's a great song. If I decided to make a CD today about Christmas, I didn't know it was that easy. I didn't know that I could call. I could be like, Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. What are the lyrics? I don't know. I just say Christmas a lot, play Jingle Bells, and everybody's happy. But
exactly.
What is Snow Snow? I mean,
it's a very poppy Christmas tune.
Who's in it? Now, who's in the song? Who's actually singing?
Well, different songs have different people. Right. I'm not sure exactly who everybody in the Snow 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 song is, but it's, like I said, it's Lady Antebellum, The Entries, Sugar Ray, 311, Better Than That's Where Those Guys.
If it's Snow Snow Snow, is it safe to say that there are three singers and each of them sings about their preference of snow?
No, that's not it. That's not it.
That's what I would have thought it was. I don't know. That makes sense. Snow, 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 Band of Merrymakers. See, this is the thing. You don't just do a show. You learn something every day. And I've learned from your last two picks that there's music I have not heard yet. And I'm sure that I will hear it soon enough because I know how you are, Nick. You'll just casually put a CD on. We're hanging out doing something. You'll say, hey, listen to this. But I've also done that to you. So that's fair. Number 12 for me is Pitbull and Ne-Yo, Time of Our Lives.
This for everybody going through tough times. Believe me, been there, done that. But every day above ground is a great day. Remember that.
It's a good song. And I think, you know, when you... this is a song that I put on the list because you listen to the words of it. And, yeah, I mean, Pitbull's going to be upbeat. And Ne-Yo's going to bring it as well. They have a lot of success. But together, when they did this song, Time of Our Lives, it really is a song about, you know, when there is hardship, when you're worried that you know, when there's certain things that you can't do in your life or you want to do some things in your life that you can't get to yet, to just enjoy, celebrate your life and know that everything's going to be okay. I think it gives a lot of feel to just perseverance and believing that things are going to be all right. So as much as it is an upbeat dance song, I also think that it has a good message. And I believe that in this song, Pitbull says the words, I don't know if I'm going to get the phrase exactly right, but he says, if you woke up today, it's a great day. Or no, like being alive is better than being in the ground. Every day above ground is a great day, something like that. And I always try to remember that, you know, no matter how bad your day is, at least you're living it. So that's why I put the song on the list. I think it's a good song that has a good message.
I agree with you. It's definitely a good message song. It's not one that I like to put on repeat, but if it's on the radio, I stick to it. I stick there. I listen to it, and I do like the message of it. So,
were you at the Pitbull New Year's party? Do you like to go to that in Miami?
Yeah, me and him were kicking back, spitting some beats. Is that what the kids say?
I would just love for you. I would love for there to be a Pitbull video, and he always says "Dale." So I just want you. I would love for there to be a video of Pitbull, you know, in his suit as he is on a beach for some reason. So in his suit, in one of the chairs on the beach, there's ladies all around, and right at the end of the song, when you think it's going to be him, you turn your head. They kind of like the camera comes around, and you turn your head from another chair, and you just go, Dale. I would like that. So practice it, Nick. Get ready for it. You have that fun weather. You can go practice on the beach and get prepared.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the bamboo line relax fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, Dreissig Lady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Number 11, where are we going?
All right, you got to respect this one. One of our girls from Girl Meets World put out an album this year, Sabrina Carpenter. Good stuff.
Yes, she did.
Her single Eyes Wide Open.
I keep my eyes wide open.
It's catchy, has a good message. I like Sabrina's voice. I sent you that video. It was really cool going to the D23 Expo this year, and she actually did a little performance up there live on stage at the D23 Expo, which is Disney's big convention. And she did the title song to Girl Meets World, and she did a few other things. It was really great seeing her in person. I think that contributed to my excitement about her, and I just really like this song. I don't know if she's going to take off. She's not that great right now, but she could be, and this song is really, really catchy, and I just like it a lot.
And you actually reminded me of something, because I forgot about Sabrina Carpenter, but she does have good music, and she is catching on with people of all ages. And again, I mean, my dad listened to it, and he watches Girl Meets World, loves the show, loves the message about it, which I appreciate that people have gotten onto Girl Meets World like Boy Meets World. When you get Boy Meets World fans to be excited about a show connecting our characters 10 years later, I mean, this was one of the things I put a wish out there on a star and sent it to God and said, at some point in my life, can you please bring back Boy Meets World? And somehow, some way, in 2015, they did. So, Girl Meets World, I know it's different, and it has some different characters and different pieces to it, but the messages are very unique and special. They remind me of what the show is about. It's nice to laugh and watch a show and enjoy it. It's another thing to laugh, watch a show, enjoy it, and have it have a good message that can really translate to anybody and can translate to your home. And maybe that's a conversation that you had with your daughter and you didn't know how to handle it, and you watch that show, and sometimes it gives you some moments of clarity. And as a kid, it gave me a lot of clarity with things I went through in my life as I was growing up with Corey Matthews. So, Sabrina Carpenter, Eyes Wide Open. I definitely can respect number 11, and my number 11 is also by a young lady, but a different one, and that's Alicia Cara with the song Here. That has taken off on the radio, and this has a good message too. She's at a party, and she's talking about a guy that's throwing up because he drank too much, and this girl's talking about how, you know, she, you know, has no haters, she has haters, but she doesn't have, you know, she doesn't understand my life type of thing. And it really, the song and the video just kind of brings you through a party and shows you all these things that are going on. And she's saying, why am I here? Why did I put myself in this situation with these people doing drugs and these guys, you know, somebody's drinking too much and this girl's talking about her friends and I got haters and this and that. And she's basically just kind of critiquing where she is and the people she's surrounding herself with. And I think that, at least to me, the way I take it, is that, you know, she's kind of calling out to people at a party and saying, look around you. Is this really the best place for you to be in, or can you do better for yourself? So another song with a good message is why I chose Alicia Cara's Here.
Wow, I'm going to have to look that one up. Never heard that song. I honestly don't even know that artist, so.
Well, I didn't know who sang it until I looked it up, but the song has definitely been taken off.
All right, that's something I'll check out after the show.
I actually have a song for number 10 that is part of a TV show. So I know you had your Sabrina Carpenter that's connected to Girl Meets World. I actually have one myself that came straight from a show. But before I get there, Nick, where's your number 10?
Number 10, I had to put Ellie Goulding somewhere on this list. I love her voice so, so much. And I think I like her voice more than I like her actual songs, but she does have some...
It's a very unique voice. It's very unique.
It is. And she has some very catchy songs. I didn't know which one to put on there, because, like, she's one I really like to listen to, and I like her songs at first, but then when I really listen to it, I don't know, some of them don't have too much of a message on there, but then I heard the song more recently, Army. And I really like that one. It's between that one and On My Mind. But I think Army has a some better lyrics to it. On My Mind is probably a catchier song, but Army has good lyrics, plus it doesn't hurt that she performed it at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, and so that kind of swayed me a little bit. But anyway, that's it's a great song. She has an amazing voice, and she needed to be on this list this year because she really, really broke out this year.
I'm surprised you didn't choose the Victoria's Secret models that were mouthing a song sung by somebody else because it was during the fashion show.
Almost.
I know. I know. That's all right. No, but Ellie Goulding, this is a funny thing. My wife actually said it to me. She said, you got to have Ellie Goulding on your list. And I don't. I don't have Ellie Goulding on my list. Spoiler alert. But it's not for a lack of respect for Ellie Goulding. And I actually saw her perform recently. I saw her on television do a performance, and when I was watching it, I really looked at her and I said, she does sing differently. She has a different voice, a different way about her, a different way that just a different style. And that's what I always look for, the original style. I like music that can give me chills. You know, if you can give me that, like, just I feel it in my body. When you're singing, if my body responds to it and I could feel it, that's where I'm like, wow, okay, you know, like this singer needs to be put in a world on their own, and there's just certain people that just catch you. And no matter what people say or joke around about Michael Jackson, he was one of those people that did that. When I was a kid, I wanted to dance like him. I wanted to sing like him. I just wanted to be cool like Michael Jackson. And, you know, I think that when you have an original style, that's what really kind of tips the hat for me. So Ellie Goulding isn't on my list because there was no song that I'm like, yes, I would listen to on repeat in my top 15. But her style itself, I think she's one of the best ones out there right now.
Cool.
My number 10 is actually from the TV show that if you haven't watched it, you need to. This TV show, it's very unique because not only is it a TV show about the music industry, but the people that are on the TV show are actual singers, actual rappers, and the TV show kind of helped launch their career and help you know who they are, put a face to the name. If you didn't know the name, like a lot of people didn't, now you know the names of these guys, like Jussie Smollett, as well as Yaz, who are the rappers that play brothers on this show. But the show is just a very unique way. It's kind of like American Idol. You get an opportunity, you get your jump off, but it's a TV show. So you get to kind of show yourself on a show, like an American Idol, but you are working with stars because they're guests on the show. You're doing songs with people in the industry. And then these men and women have been able to launch their careers, go out and do actual concerts, be a part of big award shows, and be able to perform on television as themselves because the show helped them with their character. And so I just think it's a very amazing, awesome thought. It would be a great part to be on the show because you get to act and you get to sing or rap. So you kind of get to live two dreams in one, and I would love the opportunity. So Empire, you know to give me a call. Empire on Fox is what I'm talking about, and the song that I'm talking about, the song that put tears in my eyes and gave me chills, is by Alicia Keys and Jussie Smollett, which is called Powerful. And it is a very powerful song about equality and why do we need to fight. And it's not just Black Lives Matter. It's not, there's a lot of things that have come out in 2015. And it's not, let's just care for a black person, let's just care for a white person, let's just care for America, let's just care for. It's a song that says we can be powerful together. And I think the song's about togetherness and equality. The songs that aren't resegregating our country are the ones that I really appreciate, because prejudice, sexism, racism, it has no place in my life, in my heart, in my mind, or in the country that I live in, frankly, or any country. So Alicia Keys and Jussie Smollett to sing a song that has such a great message and a song that really brings a tear to my eye. I didn't know if I should put it on the list, so I decided to listen to it again. And it brought a tear to my eye. And I said, how can you not have a song on that is so powerful that the name of the song actually is the way that you feel after you listen to it. So, Alicia Keys and Jussie Smollett, Powerful, is my number 10.
Good choice. You know, I don't enjoy the show Empire, but I respect the impact that it does have. And I did not know, I've heard the song, and I did not know it came from the TV show Empire. And it's a good song. And I do agree with your sentiments about it. It's a good choice.
Yeah, and Alicia Keys, you know, she just finds a way to always come back into our hearts and minds. Number 9, Nick, what do you got?
Gosh, I feel bad going this way, because, like, from your amazing, like, hey, let's bring the country together, it's my frivolous...
What is your song? Is it a song by the Minions?
No, it's actually Girl in the Dream Catcher is the name of the band, and the song is Written in the Stars. And this is actually a band put together by, this is, lead singer is Dove Cameron, who you mentioned before, from Disney Channel, Liv and Maddie, Descendants, things like that. And she now goes out and performs, and it's just a really catchy song, and I enjoy it. They do, this band, they do a lot of like covers and stuff, too. They're on YouTube, you can check them out. She's really, really good. I really enjoy her voice, and this is an original song by them, and I like it a lot.
So, Girl and the Dreamcatcher is the name of the band. What is Written in the Stars about?
It's kind of about going out and fulfilling your destiny, getting your dreams, dreams and destiny.
I love how sometimes... The expansion on it, and then sometimes not. I mean, it's like Powerful, you know, everything I have to say, you know, Powerful does this, and it just brings you in, and it's not just that Black Lives Matter and White Lives Matter, but all lives matter, and it's about just empowering people and being together, and it brings a tear to your eye. So, Nick, what's your number 9? Girl in the Dreamcatcher, Written in the Stars. What's it about? You know, following your dreams and stuff.
Look, I'm not that in that deep here. I'm very superficial. I enjoy. Sometimes I enjoy the music because of the personalities of the people. And this is one of those. They're really Dove Cameron and Ryan. I don't remember his last name, but he's the guy who plays actually her boyfriend in the TV show, and they formed the band.
Can I tell you what I think is funny?
What?
You never remember the name of any guys, but you always remember the women's names. Always. And folks, now, if you have never heard Nick and I do a show, he in public as well. Hey, Nick, we bumped into a girl that I used to work with at Disney, right? And she's got a bunch of friends with her. Nick, if there are 37 girls with her and one guy... Nick will name off the 37 women that were with her, plus her name, and I'll be like, who is that guy? And you'd be like, Steve? I was like, no, his name was Trevor, but it's not close.
Ryan McCartan.
Ryan who?
McCartan.
Yeah, you just looked it up while I was talking.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I know. So, I know your way.
Anyway, they're just fun together. They have a lot of chemistry together, and so their videos and stuff are really good. Honestly, I'll be honest, a lot of times the videos and the people influence how I like the song, and especially as we go up here and like some of the top to kind of like place the songs, a lot of times the video and the personalities of the people drive a song ahead of some other songs, and this is one of those cases. I just really like them. Sometimes when you're making the list, it's what you're into, like right now, that bumps up a little higher, and that's them. They did some Christmas songs too, which kind of influenced like my appreciation of them as well. So they're there, number 9. Check them out.
See, I like that you watch the video, because when I don't like the videos aren't on television anymore, and I really don't understand what VH1 and MTV are doing, but. When I growing up as a kid, you got to watch the music video, and you're exactly right. You're like, do I like this song? And then you see the video, and you're like, oh, this is kind of ridiculous. Like, I don't understand what the point is for this video. Then there are other songs that you thought were so annoying, and then you watch TRL, and you see the video, and you're like, wow.
Yep.
That was pretty creative. You know? Yeah, so, I mean, totally. It kind of changes your game. But I, unfortunately, only see the video when I go on YouTube to try and figure out who sings Steal My Girl or who does this or who does that. So I'm looking for it. And then the video's up. And then I get to see the video. And I will say for Steal My Girl, the video is really cool, really different. And in your premise, Nick, it does make me put it into my top 10 because Danny DeVito is the director of the video. So
I've been following them on social media. That's the only reason I even knew about the song, and they released it, and there's YouTube videos and stuff. But that's why I almost put that Carly Rae Jepsen song in here. I can't even think of it. Really, Really, Really Want You. Is that the name of the song?
Hey, it might be.
It has Tom Hanks in the music video, and it's amazing. Tom Hanks is... They follow a day in the life of Tom Hanks in the music video, and it's amazing.
Yeah, they had that, and then like Sia has a song that Shia LaBeouf is in. So
it's
pretty crazy. I just feel like it. I don't know what the budget is for these videos anymore. I knew it wasn't cheap before, but like Taylor Swift, when she put out her video and she had all these actresses and models and everybody involved, singers involved, and she does this big video with Kendrick Lamar, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, how much did this cost, and who sees it? I mean, a lot of people see, I mean, you go on YouTube, if you follow Taylor Swift.
17 million online.
Right, but I'm just like, why can't I turn on my television and see, I mean, if I saw Taylor Swift's video of the with the Kendrick Lamar, if I saw that song, if I saw that on television, I just flip it through the channels, and I saw that, that would make me stop because it looks like a movie. It looks like better than some of Tom Cruise's movies. Holla. But I would watch it. I would flip through and go, what is this Taylor Swift thing? And I'd keep it on and I'd go, huh.
But that's not where we are these days.
I know.
Think the people, like the audience that never really saw music videos on TV is just growing up with them online. And that's it. Speaking of Taylor Swift, I mean, did you see her new video that premiered on New Year's Eve?
I did not see the video. I know that it premiered, but I did not see it. I was too busy watching Puff Daddy and Mace reunite in Miami for Bad Boy Records, and Mace still wearing the mink, still looks good in all white, still fresh, still clean, still doing what he needs to do, and I would say that Mace and Puff Daddy together on stage in New Year's 2015 going into 2016, that moment in and of itself made my life. And the thing that made my life even more was my mom, who knows that I was such a big fan of Puff Daddy and Mace predominantly growing up. My mom was sitting on a couch behind me, and as I'm up, and I'll admit it, dancing and rapping to the song because I have to. More Money, More Problems, all those songs, I love them. All About the Benjamins, everything. My mom, I can hear her talking to my wife, and she goes, "You don't understand." She's like, "This is Dan's life. Like, what is happening on stage, like, this is his life." And I thought about that for a minute, and I was like, if my mom is implying that one day I will be able to meet Mace and rap with him anywhere, amen, mama, I'm doing it. Because Mace is one of the people on a short list that I would love to meet in my life at some point. And I'm happy to see that he looks good and he still raps well.
Well, let's see if Mace made your list.
Mace is the best. That's all it is. Mace is the best. M-A-$E, Mace and Betha. There is nothing better than going back and growing up. I feel like kids are underprivileged today because they didn't grow up with songs like More Money, More Problems.
All right, number nine.
My number nine is, I don't know how I can, I don't know how number nine to number one can make up for what I just said. A shameless plug for Mace and Puff Daddy. But my number nine is Flo Rida, for Florida, thank you. Flo Rida with My House, because I like Flo Rida. I like his music. Sometimes it gets a little bit, you know, you hear it too much. But this song, My House. Sometimes you gotta stay. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow now. We don't have to go all out. Has an actual actual one of the beats in the background, the dun 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 dun, that beat was actually, it sounds just like a song. There was a song done in, I think the movie was, I'm going to try and remember this right, I think it was Step Up. It was either Step Up or Take the Lead, one of those two. I don't know, I can't remember. But there was a beat that Mario put together, and it reminded me of that beat. So Flo Rida can rap, his songs are catchy, but the background beat to it brought me some nostalgia of a song that I really liked that was put together by Mario a few years back. So this song makes it in a lot of different ways for me. My number 9 is Flo Rida, My House.
Probably a good choice. This is where I can't comment too much on some of your choices because I have a very limited scope of music these days.
That's okay, Nick. He's just named after the state that you're in, but that's fine.
That's fine. Oh, okay, I get it now. That's interesting.
Yeah, Flo Rida. It took me a little while. That's fine. I'll admit it. I didn't have to admit it, but I'm honest on my show. I didn't look at his name enough to know that Flo Rida was Florida until I took a deeper look, and then I figured it out. And if some of you listening can't admit that you did the same thing, you're lying, and you shouldn't do that in a new year. Number 8, Nick, what do you have?
Number 8, I said I have a few songs off the We Love Disney album, and this is another one, Don't Laugh. This is a no-judge zone, right? We're in a no-judging zone?
Well, my name, Daniel, from the Bible means God is my judge, which literally translates to I do not judge people, I leave that up to God. So I guess technically by my naming rights, I can't judge what you're about to say.
We will leave this up to God.
Okay.
It's a collaboration of all the artists from the We Love Disney album, and they all do a version of It's a Small World.
Though the mountains divide and the oceans are wide, it's a small world after all.
Why did I have to be named this name?
No judging.
All Look, right. What is so? So what? So it's everybody. It's everybody on the We Love Disney CD.
It's a medley. Yeah.
So it's like when Michael Jackson brought like Stevie Wonder and everybody together, and they all sang songs.
Yep. Okay. And they do. It's a Small World, and it is phenomenal. I put it on repeat. Like this song, the way they do it, the way they arrange it, it is the most amazing thing in the world. The sound. The music that they produce, you know, to go along with it's just absolutely phenomenal. It's so good.
I think the
Don't
Minions,
laugh before you hear it.
I think the Minions, because of their unique voice, should sing It's a Small World.
I'd be down.
I think they should. But here's my thing. The fact that you said something that very few people in this world will ever say. That you would put the song It's a Small World on repeat.
Right?
Because many a family and many, if you listen closely when you're walking through Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World in the great Orlando, Florida, as you walk by the ride, there's those people that are like, Mom, it's a small world! Yeah, let's go! And then they're like running over to it, and Mom's like, if I gotta hear this song one more time, I'm gonna kill somebody. So there's the adults, the Nicholas Ciceros of the world, that when you walk by, it's a small world. You're like, I'll go on it again. And then there's a me where I'm like, I have to go on it once every 2 years.
We Love Disney found a way to refresh the song.
Does it sound, I mean, is there a different mix to it, a different take on it? It's not just like, it's a small world after all. I mean, is there more to the song?
There's another verse that people don't usually know. That's like second verse. But I mean, just the way it's arranged and the way it's it's performed is incredible. Check it out. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube.
This is what I think would be awesome, is if the extra piece to the song, they're just singing It's a Small World over and over and over again. And if you listen through it, you know, the next verse is, it's really not that small. Because I don't know anybody in this room. And then the guy drops the mic and leaves. That'd be pretty cool. But they don't, because they're all on Disney shows. These are people that are on Disney shows?
No. Okay. These are real art. Gwen Stefani, Jason Derulo, Ariana Grande.
Okay. So I was under the impression that these are people that were connected. They don't have to be connected to Disney.
No, I don't think any of them really are. Yeah, it's just a
collaboration. So It's a Small World, number 8.
Mm-hmm.
We love what Disney.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Olé Olé, talking about her restaurant's place in your community.
I look at being a leader, a local business that can give jobs back to the community. You know, our youth as well. I'm a mother, at first and foremost, and I see so many youth groups where we could help support them. Those messages go a long way to these kids. They see that leadership in the community, and it's just being that role model that I want to carry through our community. Other youth groups and organizations to lead in their community, and it carries through them throughout their life. Well, we are located in the Mattydale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors. My husband and I. So we're kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLE.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? That was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just a really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
And I have for number 8, Fifth Harmony featuring Kid Ink, Worth It. It's a good song. It's a very good song. It's a very catchy song, and here's the thing with Fifth Harmony. I don't care what people have to say about Simon Cowell. Can he be rude? Yes. Did he have some, let's just call them what they are, were they dick moments? Yes, they were dick moments on American Idol. He had his moments. People got really mad. They're like, they hated his t-shirt that he wore all the time because it was on his body and he was rude to people. But Simon Cowell is a smart mother. And he really is. He is a smart gentleman out there in the world. And he put together Fifth Harmony. I believe that there were 5 different girls singing. And he put this band together. I didn't know how it was going to go. They kind of debuted, I guess, on Radio Disney, or they, you know, one of their songs came out on the Disney Channel, and they promoted it a little bit, and I was like, okay, is this going to be like another girl group? Like, before the Pussycat Dolls, there was a girl group called Eden's Crush that was put together on the CW, or the WB at the time, TV station, that was supposed to be like the female version of Making the Band that O-Town was in, and it didn't really work out. So I kind of thought, like, is Fifth Harmony going to be the same song and dance? And to be completely honest, their music has been good. And they've continued to come out with 2 or 3 songs in 2015 that are all catchy. And they're really making a name for themselves. So I give a nod to Simon Cowell. And the song Worth It really doesn't get on my nerves. So I can actually listen to the song. If it's on the radio 3 times a day, I probably listen to it twice. So I'm going to give it to Fifth Harmony. The ladies are taking over kind of half my list here, but I respect you all. And if you're a good singer, you're a good lyricist, I'm going to give you some props and some credit for what you do. So to Fifth Harmony, it's very hard to harmonize with 5 different people, and they do a pretty good job of it.
Give it to me, I'm worth it.
I'll give it to you. They are what they are, and they do what they do really well. I mean, they sing pop music that's very catchy.
And Nick, like I always told you, if you ever are in a contract dispute and you just say, give it to me, I'm worth it, 9 times out of 10, they're going to give it to you. So the music is true. It doesn't actually happen that way, but you know what I mean. I love how you're silent. Nick and I have dealt with some of the same people in history when it comes to contracts, so I think that that's why Nick is reserving the right to not speak in that moment. So, but, you know, that those people out there, we love you and we miss you, but we don't. We do, but we don't. Number 6, it did bring us together. Number 7, Nick, what do you have on this list of top 15 of 2015?
I said I had the lovely Ariana Grande on my list, and here she is. Singing Zero to Hero from Hercules on the We Love Disney soundtrack.
Mother of Pearl, why don't you just promote? You need to be their promoter. At this point, song, I feel like I have to buy the CD.
You should. It's the best thing ever. This song was made for her vocal range. She kills it. And I thought it was great on the CD. And when I heard her doing it live at the for the Disney Parks Christmas celebration.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, give it to me, I'm worth it.
She has an amazing voice. And Zero the Hero is this, like, huge song. And she kills it. And it's the greatest thing I ever heard. I love it. Love it. I just couldn't. I couldn't realistically put it up higher above some of the songs I have up there. But it was so good. It's so good. That's my. Well, okay. It's not my last Disney song. I'm looking at my list, but that's the last one off the We Love Disney soundtrack.
Nick, if there were no spots left, you would have a bonus track for Disney. I don't think that there's ever a moment that Disney is out of the question.
True.
It's always on, and I'm a huge Disney fan. But I don't know this We Love Disney CD, so I need to look at it a little bit. I'm going country with number 7. I'm bringing some country flavor to this broadcast of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media's Top 15 of 2015 songs. And that would be my number 7, Sam Hunt's House Party. It's a very, very catchy song about Sam Hunt talking to a lady saying, "You're not staying in the house tonight, and if you're staying in the house and you're not coming out, I'm bringing the party to you." I love it. I like the premise. I like the song. It's catchy. I like country music, but I was very picky in how I put country into this. I wanted a little bit of everything. Got a little bit of rap, female, male vocalist, and now a little bit of country mixed in there. Country, I'm not done with country, but Sam Hunt's House Party has made my number 7.
We'll have a house.
Cool pick, good song. I've only heard it a couple times, but it is catchy. I'll have to listen to the lyrics closer next time too.
Nick, your number 6. Where are we going?
Number 6 was one of those songs I just couldn't get out of my head this year, so I had to get on my list. I don't know why it's so high.
It's a Small World?
No, this probably shouldn't be so high, but like I just kept hearing it over and over again, and I never got tired of it, and I don't think it's even a good song. It's just really, really...
So wait. Top 15 of 2015 are your top songs of 2015. This one made your list, not because it's a good song, but because you can't get it out of your head, and instead of putting it at number 15, it made itself all the way up to number 6. So you need to tell me the song, and you need to tell the world why... If it's not a good song in your opinion, but you can't get it out of your head, why did you let it sneak into your top 10?
I don't know. It just kind of happened. Shawn Mendes, Stitches.
You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches.
Okay, it's not a bad song. Shawn Mendes, it's not a bad song. I kept it off my list because, yes, it does get a little bit, you know, a little bit... I don't want to call it nails to the chalkboard. It's not like that, but it's one of those songs where you're just like, nah, do I like it, or do I just hear it so much that I sing the lyrics to it? So
I don't know, and I think I'm just affected by how much I heard it, and like subconsciously I put it this high.
And because you like the show Stitchers.
I do. Love Stitchers.
So that's your number 6. My number 6 is a song that I couldn't get out of my head because... It's awesome. It's amazing. It's got a great... And another song with a great message, but this woman has a phenomenal, unique style. She is not afraid to push her voice, and you hear it in this song more than any song that I've heard this year. I have not heard somebody push their voice to the place she pushes it to, even to crack her voice, because she's just... putting so much flavor, putting so much feel into it. I would love to be in the studio when she recorded this. And that is Sia with the song Alive. And the only words I know to it are, I'm alive, but I love the song. It's very moving. And it's actually part of the upcoming movie, The Fifth Wave. It's actually the trailer song to The Fifth Wave, which is based on a book. And Sia's Alive is just, it's breathtaking. It's kind of like standing over a mountain and just putting your hands at your sides out in the air. That's kind of how the song feels to me.
Darn, good song. I should have put that on my list.
Yes. So Sia is number 6.
beautiful, beautiful song.
Yes, and now we are in our top five. We've made it. Will we make it without any more Disney? That answer is no. But
no.
We're in the top five of our top 15 of 2015 here with Dan Tortora Broadcast Media in this special that links Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life, to Larger Than Life with Dan Tortora, where we talk about everything else around the world that really has gotten us all to appreciate in something. And those are songs, music. Music, you know, when we look at that side, we look at movies, TV shows, things that we can all, as a world, not just as a country, come together and show appreciation for. So this top 15 special is focusing on songs, as you know, and the top five that we have now that we've reached this point, Nick, what is number five on your top 15 songs of 2015?
All right, well, I've always liked this artist slash actress, and I think her music has been pretty subpar, I think, until this year. I think she found her groove, she found what she was amazing at, and she has a couple songs here in my top five that I just can't get out of my head.
We might have the same person here.
They're just so fun, and they're just so, like, beautiful, the imagery that it presents. And like, I just love these two songs. They make me feel good. It's going to be Selena Gomez.
Oh, I didn't have the same person. But go ahead.
Selena Gomez, Good For You, would be number five.
Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight, pull my hair up real nice, and syncopate my skin to how you're breathing, because I just want to look good for you.
Selena Gomez. I went back and forth. Listen, I love Selena Gomez as far as her music. I respect her music. I respect her style. I respect that she can do something to try, you know, and have that, you know, intimate, or be, you know, every artist wants to have, you know, a little sex appeal, intimacy, you know, this, that, and the other thing, but she's not a hoe. And then there's a fine line that you can draw with saying, okay, I'm going to dress like this, I'm going to sing this song, I'm going to dance this way, but I'm not going to hoe it up. And she doesn't strip club it up. So I respect Selena Gomez for that. I respect her for her backstory, which if you don't know it, check it out. Learn about it. And I respect the fact that she's not with Justin Bieber anymore, because that was just a bad decision, Selena. So I did not have her on my list, although I thought about it more than once. But Nick, let's go into this a little bit. So Selena Gomez, the song that you chose is what again?
Good For You.
Good For You. And why did you choose Good For You?
Honestly, I mean, I think Selena really hit her mark this year. This is the kind of music that she needs to be making right now. It fits perfectly with her voice, which is kind of sexy. I don't think it's this huge voice.
When it's Spanish, we call it sultry.
Sultry.
Yes. Like it.
I don't think she could do that, and I don't want her to go, you know, very poppy or very dancey, which she sometimes did as well, which I think she does a little
bit.
She's
going away from it right now.
Yeah, yeah, and that's good. So this album, I think, really hits her mark, and like her style and everything. And yes, part of it is the, you know, for lack of a better way, you know, it's the way Selena Gomez performs this song. It's just it's really, really good. It's something I want to listen to all the time. So
Selena Gomez, Good For You. It's not the lady that I chose for my number five, but I respect the choice. My choice is Hello, Adele. That's right.
Yeah.
Hello. Adele. Now, here's the thing. I like Adele more than I did yesterday and the day before. And I like to challenge my range of vocals when I am singing. And I grew up challenging myself with Wanya Morris of Boys to Men. I used to put the tape on and challenge myself. And Wanya, wherever you are in this world, if you're listening, you are one of the greatest teachers that never had to stand in a room and teach me anything. His voice is remarkable. Adele, she's got range, she's got push, she's got power. There is a lot of substance behind that voice. And Adele's Hello that has been utilized in jokes and will be utilized in some of my shows in the future. So make sure you stay very close to wakeupcalldt.com as close as you can. Adele's Hello did make this, in all seriousness, because when it's... I don't like the remix, okay? The remix dance thing where she's singing this really, like slow, loving song, and it's like... Like, that stupid garbage... I understand in a club, you had a couple drinks in you, that this, you know, kind of... That's okay with you. It's kind of like Mickey on acid. You like that music after you've had a few. But I don't like it with Adele. So, not the Adele remix, but the Adele original, Hello, yeah, is the way that I like it. It's where it's at. And Adele, you have a beautiful voice. Don't let anybody tell you different. And the other thing I like about Adele, too, is she doesn't have the body type that every single singer is asked to have. She is who she is. And I love that, and I respect that, and I think that it empowers women, and it empowers people in general. So Adele has a very powerful song, and she has a very powerful place right now in helping people to be comfortable in who they are. So Adele, for a lot of reasons, you're my number five.
Yeah, probably one of the best popular, I guess, like, I don't know, she's pop, whatever, but, you know, one of the most mainstream... best mainstream voice out there today. Like, I don't know how else to put that. She definitely is. I don't know if I love the song Hello. I love it because of Adele. It's not in my list. I think I needed to hear it a few more times first. It didn't catch me like right away. I think maybe a few months from now, if we were doing this list, it might be on there. But yeah, no, it makes sense that it is that high.
So Adele is number five. You're number four, Nick. Where are we going?
Well, all right, I hope this is okay, because if the song was released as a single this year...
It's not okay. No.
Well, too bad.
You gotta go find another one. We're gonna have to stop the broadcast.
Too bad, not gonna happen, because I cannot have a list without Miss Taylor Swift on my list. And I think her album 1989, which did come out at the end of last year, is her best album yet, and there's so many amazing songs off of that. We just talked about Out of the Woods, which premiered the other night, New Year's Eve, and the video, which was amazing. Another single released. I think six singles released off of this CD, and that is just incredible. And part of Taylor Swift's thing, I mean... What helped me place these? I have two Taylor Swift songs in my top four, and they're both would have been on the list. It was just a matter of placing them, and the music videos helped me place them. Wildest Dreams is number four.
Wildest Dreams has made it here.
Wildest Dreams. I think that is a great pop song. I think it's different than your normal pop songs, and I think it has that tinge of the a little bit maybe 80s, 90s in it, and just the way she performs it is incredible. The lyrics aren't as strong as a lot of the singles like that I would have liked to put in there. I think Blank Space, I even think Shake It Off and stuff like that are better songs, but those singles were released last year. This one was released this year, and I have to put it on there.
Well, is it too late now to say sorry?
I don't think so.
Because that's my number four, Sorry by Justin Bieber. That's right.
Yeah, is it too late now to say sorry? Because I'm missing more.
So God. Justin Bieber has made my list. He has. And here's the backstory. If nobody knows this about me, which I mentioned it before on shows, I believe, but I met Justin Bieber in Syracuse, New York, when he was 14 years old, and it was this crazy story. And apparently, the moment that I met him, it was filmed. I was working with a group of radio stations, one of them being 93Q, and apparently, pieces of the video of the room that I was sitting in, now the camera was like to my right, so you don't see me, you don't see anybody but Justin, but apparently some of the footage of the room I was sitting in is in the movie Never Say Never by Justin Bieber, and I've never seen the movie, but I heard that 93Q's, that some of that footage of the room I was sitting in, that there was only like, I don't know, 10 or 12 of us, including Justin, that that's in the movie, which is pretty crazy. But I met Justin, 14 years old. He comes in. We got this notice, and one of the guys at the radio station said, "Hey, listen, we're going to have this kid come in, and he's going to play for us a little bit here this afternoon at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. You know, we get out of work, I think, at 5. And he said, you know, this kid's going to come in. We think it'll be pretty cool. If you want to come into the room, we're going to go over to the conference room. If you don't, that's fine." So I was like, whatever, a break from work, I'll take it. So I ran over, and I was like, let's do this. I have no idea who this kid is, but it's a break. It'll make the day go faster, and then I get to go home. So I'm sitting in the room. This kid comes in. The guitar's the face of the guitar is like half the body of this kid. I can't believe he's holding the guitar. I feel like it would be heavy. So he sits down, and here is Justin Bieber with the mushroom like bowl haircut, and he's like, "Hi everybody, I have a couple songs to play for you." Young kid, and he's playing these songs just on the guitar. And just singing them by himself, no background music, nothing else there but him and his guitar. And they start talking to him, and somebody asks a question, "So, do you have a contract? You know, are you actually like an artist out there?" And he said, "Well, I'm deciding between Usher and Justin Timberlake right now." And I kind of woke up, and I was like, did he just say, Justin, I was like, did he say Justin Timberland? Is it like a close name? An Usher of a movie theater? Like, I was thinking, I was like, really, Usher and Justin Timberlake? This kid sitting here right now is deciding between Usher and Justin Timberlake. That's crazy, if this is true. I thought the kid was joking. And then they said at the end, "Well, you can get an autograph from Justin if you want." So I was like, well, whatever, I'm never going to turn down an autograph. So I walked up to Justin. I was like, okay, my name's Dan. So he wrote to Dan. Justin Bieber signed it. So I keep this thing. I put it away. And I don't really think much of it. And then I move down to Florida. I meet you, Nick. We're on ESPN radio at the time. 1080 The Team was in Orlando. And we're on there on 1080. And within a month of me moving down to Orlando, Justin Bieber is all over the radio, plastered everywhere, giving away tickets every day to Justin Bieber. It felt like he had a concert every 5 minutes, and he blew up. I'm going into stores and I'm seeing cardboard cutout stands of this young kid that I had just met 3 or 4 months ago, and now I look at Justin today and I'm like, sweet mother, I have a signature that many people probably want. And it was just very crazy, and it's surreal every single day. I hope he makes better decisions in his personal life. But Justin Bieber's song, Sorry, is extremely catchy. It's good, and he makes my list. And I can honestly say that I met this kid before he signed his contract with Usher. So it's a pretty surreal and crazy story. And, you know, I thank my old bosses for that opportunity. And so, you know, Justin has, you know, over the years, I've paid attention to the music, but I haven't been a huge fan of a lot of it. But Sorry, I think this new CD is going to do some good things for him, and Sorry is one of those songs.
Okay, I'm fine with you putting Bieber on this list, especially where he is now. I think he's growing as an artist, and that's good.
The story needed to be told, Nick.
It seems in the interviews he's growing up. And hopefully he does, because he does have a good voice. He is a good performer, you know. And he needs to step out of the shadow. And the problem, you know, he needs to step out of the shadow of what he was when he was a kid, and get out of that, you know, break that mold. And that's what, you know, a lot of people struggle with that. And that's, you know, kind of related to, you know, stuff I know. I mean, like, obviously, you know, Disney Channel stars go through that. They have to break out of that typecast, for lack of a better word, you know, of being that type of person. I think Selena Gomez is finally doing that this year. That's why I kind of put her so high, and I think she found her groove and what she needs to do, but they have to build their way out of that. Justin's on his way, so that's a good choice.
Yeah, and some people build their way out of Disney in a positive respect, like Selena has done so far. Other people are Miley Cyrus and Lindsay Lohan, and the list goes on and on and on and on, but
so does ours.
And our list continues to go on. The top 15 of 2015, as we now hit our top 3. So, Nick, number 3, what do you got?
Speaking of Disney, from the animated short Frozen Fever, performed by Idina Menzel and Kristen Bell, Making Today a Perfect Day.
Making today a perfect day for you.
And if you've seen that short, that song will be stuck in your head for a very, very long time, and that's a good thing. And this is one of those things where the visuals of the video portion when they're singing the song in the short really help boost this one up the list. It would have been on the list anyway, because it's a very good song. You can't deny that the songwriters, Lopez and Anderson, that they did Frozen, and then, of course, did the Frozen Fever short, did the music for that, too, are just brilliant at writing catchy, fun, lyrical music for these Disney movies. And I'm sorry, you can say what you want about it. Frozen is a very good movie, and the soundtrack is one of the best soundtracks you will ever have out of an animated movie. And so Frozen Fever really continued that tradition, and Making Today a Perfect Day is just a great, great song.
I love that your song is not from Frozen, it's from a Frozen short.
Well, Frozen came out a few years ago.
Oh, I know, but that Frozen is still doing it. Like, man, I mean, Disney is right. When it came out, and we were down in Disney, and there was Disney stuff everywhere, and I think my wife and our family were around us, and I forget who said it, but they were like, wow, there's a lot of Frozen stuff. And I said, you need to understand Disney. They are going to milk this thing until all that frozen ice melts, which it probably never will. And they're going to take as much of it as they possibly can. They put that movie out, and when something sticks, they're going to run with it. And Frozen, I'm sure, will have many a Frozen to come. I know that there's a 2. There probably will be a 3. God only knows where it will go from here. But when you get Idina Menzel on your track, I mean, she was original on Wicked. She was one of the originals on Rent. If you get Idina Menzel, you're going to have a good soundtrack. You're going to have a good... Any song that she touches, except for Over the Moon on the Rent soundtrack, which is not really a song. So I don't fault Idina Menzel. It's just a very weird kind of tripping on acid song. But besides that, I mean, Idina Menzel really is amazing. And, you know, for those of you that don't know who I'm talking about, Idina Menzel is who was referred to as Idris Elba by, or whatever he said. Who was the guy that said that in the award show?
John Travolta.
John Travolta called her like Idris. I thought he was going to call her Idris Elba, which is an actor. But I saw that live, and to this day, I don't know what he was trying to say, because if it sounded like Idina Menzel, then saying Dan Tortora is like saying Pete Schmifferlin. So I don't know where he was going with it, but shout out to Pete Schmifferlin. I made that name up, unless it's a real name. But yeah, the Frozen, I mean, I can't fault you for Frozen. Frozen's great. Idina Menzel with who was it again in that song?
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell, who is an actress that is obviously in Frozen, and I did not know that Kristen Bell had a voice to her, so congrats to Kristen. That's your number 3. My number 3 is another country song that I can't get out of my head, and I heard it when I was out of town in my travels, and it's followed me home, literally, and the song is by Cam, and I didn't know who she was before this moment, but the song is called Burning House.
But it's the only place that I can hold you tight. In this burning house.
And it's sad, but it's one of those sad songs you have to listen to. You can't get away from it. It doesn't make you cry, but it has the crackling of a fire very faintly. It's very faint when you listen to the song. Just little things like that, I don't know, they catch on to me. So Cam, Burning House is a really, it's a song that sticks with you once it gets you, and I mean, thinking of it now, I want to go listen to it, so that's why it made my top 3.
Alright, I'm noting that one. You put it up pretty high. I'm going to have to go listen to that one after the show.
It's a good song. I got chills right now. Number 2, Nick, we have reached our final 2, so this is the ever-important moment to speak your piece. What's your number 2 song in the top 15 of 2015?
Alright, well, I had two lovely ladies battling it out for number 1 and number 2. Selena Gomez felt number two right here with Same Old Love, which basically for the same reasons as Good For You is up there. I just like the melody of Same Old Love a little bit better. Just the imagery that these songs, the feelings that they give you. Just I think Selena Gomez's voice is perfect on these songs. That helps a lot. It's just again, it's a catchy tune, and I don't think it's that deep. I mean, it's not that deep as far as I'm concerned. Like you're going a little deeper into a lot of the lyrics. Now I'm not really doing that a lot here. I'm just doing what I like to hear, what I like to listen to. You know, more than the meaning of the songs necessarily. So that's why this one's so high. It's just I can't get it out of my head. I can't listen to it enough. It's a fun song.
Well, and I guess you're not so sick of that Same Old Love. Thank you.
No.
Little play on words for the people out there enjoying life. My number two, it was very hard to not make this number one. This was a very difficult pick for me. And as I look at it right now, I'm like, do I want to move it? But Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, I love it. I love everything they do for the most part. And the song Downtown is such a different collaboration of voices and efforts by so many different people outside of even Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. It's a song about going to buy a bike, yet it is a song about so much more. And Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Downtown, it's if you haven't heard it, you just got to listen to it once, and it'll make you jump off your seat. And so this is one of those songs that's like that feel good, get up, have fun, and care about the little things. So Downtown, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, they will probably be on many lists to come for me. And I the song's just fun. It's about buying something that's really fun. So for the fun songs out there and the fun people out there, it makes my number two.
Yeah, totally not my thing. I kind of turn the station every time the song comes on. But I'm not saying it's a bad song. If you're into it, I'm sure it's a good song. Maybe I should listen closer to the lyrics next time. Just musically, it doesn't capture what I like. So haven't really, really ever listened to it.
Way to kill the thunder. Your number one song of 2015, Nick, is
favorite song of 2015. And part of this has to do with the music video, which you actually mentioned, which is the best music video of the year. Taylor Swift, Bad Blood. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey!
With Kendrick Lamar or without Kendrick Lamar? You gotta have it with Kendrick Lamar.
Honestly, I don't like the version with Kendrick Lamar.
I can't. I'm not writing it down. I'm not counting it. It's a hanging chad.
The version on the CD is phenomenal. And then I heard like the radio edit version with Kendrick Lamar, and I was like, eh. But I will say the music video is just amazing. I mean, when you could throw, you know, Victoria's Secret models and Selena Gomez and just like all of Taylor Swift's beautiful friends in one video. They're all kicking ass.
And Nick knows all of their names.
It's just, I can't get enough of it. And the song is better every time I heard it. Like when I first heard it on the CD, I was like, eh. There it again, I was like, ooh. There it again, I was like, wow. And so, I mean, like it keeps getting better and better. And then to put the visuals along with it, it helps. And it's really good.
And then all of a sudden you put Kendrick Lamar in, and it just goes crazy.
I'm not saying the Kendrick Lamar version is bad.
So
I'm just
good.
Saying I like it better without him.
I like the way he raps. I just like his style. I like the way he raps. It's like fast, but not too fast. But it's unique. So I like Kendrick. But I understand why you picked Bad Blood. And I did mention the video, and I said if videos were more out there in your face like they were in the past, This you know, is something that I would have stopped and watched, because it's a very, very well done video, and it's really cool. So props to you, Taylor. You're doing great things, and every year you are always there. You seem to get better. It's hard for me to say Taylor Swift always gets better because she's always good, but she does always get better somehow. My number one is from a guy that I respect. I like what he does. He brings the flavor, as I was about to say. Don't know why. But very simple name, very common name if you looked in a phone book. But his voice is not common, and his music speaks to my heart. And when I sing, these are some of the songs I like to sing. And this song makes me think of my dog, Shady, that passed. So whenever I sing this song, I think of her, and I think of my grandma, who just turned 99. G-Mama, shout out. And it is Sam Smith's Lay Me Down.
Can I lay by your side next to you?
And it's just about, you know, loving somebody that's not here right now, but you are kind of feeling their memory and saying how close you were to them. And so right after Shady, my dog, my little sister, when she passed away, it was a tough time for me. And this song came out a little bit after that. And when it came out, I just automatically connected it to her, and I'm kind of singing it to her every time I hear it. So Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, I love the song, but it made number two because how can I not pick a song that I sing out to my little angel now, Shady? So Lay Me Down is my number one song of 2015 by Sam Smith.
Good pick, good pick. I can't argue with the song, and I can't argue with the sentiment. I'm just not a big Sam Smith fan. Like, I think I'd like that song sung by somebody else.
I think you would like it if it was on the We Love Disney soundtrack sung by Dove Cameron.
Well, yeah. I'm not crazy about Sam Smith's voice. And so, but yes, the song itself is gorgeous.
Well, just like we laid that down, we have now laid down the top 15 of 2015. Dan Tortora Broadcast Media Special with Nick Lo Cicero. I'm Dan Tortora. We brought you our top 15 songs of 2015. Agree, disagree, like or dislike, feel free to comment and respond. Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT, as well as Facebook.com/LargerThanLifeDT. And you can find me on Twitter in two ways. At CallDT and at DT on Comics. Nick, in all due respect to you as well, your Facebook and your Twitter, how can people reach you to contact you?
Oh, cool. I guess I'll go with my Jedi Hero Princess contact information. That's a podcast I do all about Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars. And so you can check that out at JediHeroPrincess.com and on Facebook, Facebook.com/JediHeroPrincess as well. So and Nick J. Lo Cicero on Twitter. You could follow me there, and I tweet all kinds of Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and whatever I'm into. Whatever I want to put out there on Instagram, I do. I love Instagram.
Yeah, Nick does like taking those pictures. So, and I'm looking at one of the, there's a picture of you with Woody that I'm seeing right now. So that's, I'm sure that time was fun for you. Was that Woody walking around Disney, or was that a stationary Woody?
That's a Lego Woody at the Lego store at downtown.
Yeah, I can't see. There's not a lot of clarity. You kind of like doctored the photo, I think, a little bit, so I can't see the Lego-ness of it all. So I thought maybe it was real, but I can't. Yeah, it's a little bit foggy to me here. You could have played that off that it was an actual Woody.
I'm actually going to go ahead and Instagram a photo of my desk right now, so people can see that it's very Disney, Marvel, Star Wars-ish.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a little picture about my dude BB-8, who's currently looking up at me, sitting next to me in my studio, because BB-8 is amazing, and he is the best Star Wars character that you're going to get out of The Force Awakens. Hands down, that's it. How can you not fall in love with the rolling soccer ball? But this is the top 15 songs of 2015. We thank you for listening. I thank Nick Lo Cicero, my partner here in crime, and I shouldn't say my partner in crime because we're innocent until proven guilty. Myself, Dan Tortora, thank you so much for tuning in. WakeUpCallDT.com is where you need to go for everything awesome. Thank you for being awesome yourself. I hope you had a phenomenal 2015, and I hope that 2016 kicks its butt. There's so much more to come, including the top 15 TV shows and the top 15 movies of 2015, but you'll have to listen to the next show for that. Nick, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Dan. It's been fun.